Hey, so it's Saturday and this isn't an educational video. This is actually a video for the subscribers who maybe have been following this channel for a while. So if you're looking for some education, check the rest of the channel. This is just to speak to anyone who's really listening. I wanted to let you know about what's going on with me, because it's kind of somehow going to affect this channel somewhat. And for those people who come back regularly and they follow some of the, you know, instructional videos that I create, first of all, thank you so much for doing that. I mean, we're nearly at 75,000. Actually, when we do get to 75,000 subscribers, I'm going to be doing a little competition, so that should be fun. But what's happening is that recently I had a conversation, a Zoom call, with one of my old voice coaches from acting school, and his training was a massive influence on my own journey, my own path in and sort of deciding that voice was something I'd like to work with and work with on other people, because I really connected with the work he was doing, and I connected with my voice a lot more through that work. And because of how I came about being more interested in voice through my own journey of being someone who mumbled and had terrible posture and couldn't really communicate very effectively with those around me, the journey from starting speech and articulation lessons through to doing acting classes and voice work and then going to drama school and later on working as a professional, as well as all the singing lessons I've had throughout the years, the experience I've had is what's really guided this channel, and it's what's informed all of the exercises that I teach and I produce and I coach other people with, including some of the accent work which I do with individuals, as well as some here on the channel, which I will be doing more of this year. But something that's, after this conversation I had just last week with my old voice coach from acting school, I'm not going to name his name just in case he's not comfortable with that, I've not asked him. But one of the things that I realised is that there may be some gaps in my pedagogical training which I could probably better. And some of the methods that I use, especially with groups or one-on-one, you know, like in-person or on Zoom conversations, there may be methods and techniques and ways to teach as opposed to being taught that I haven't yet learned. And I seriously want to get better. And I've made a bit of a solid decision that I'm gonna do less acting and do less of the music and focus more on voice work and working with people on their voices. So more of the coaching, more of the teaching. But in order to do that, I really need to step up and actually complete more of a pedagogical training. So what I've decided to do, and what I've actually done, actually, I've applied for one of the world's most leading voice coaching pedagogical trainings, and that's for an MA, a master's degree, at the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama in London. And it's kind of the course that they have that runs there has run for a long time. It's seen some of the most prestigious and successful voice coaches have been trained there, or at least been through that school. And so it's got a rich history and a really deep connection to different industries such as public speaking, acting, and areas where the voice is being used. And so there's opportunities for me to really grow my skill set, really grow my knowledge, and really work on my teaching, which is, you know, as I said, I want to go forward with. And I'm sharing this with you because what's going to happen is I'll hopefully have an interview very soon. I'm writing an essay for them as well. And if I get accepted, two things are going to happen. One, I have to save up a lot of money pretty quickly. And so I'm going to have to figure out how to do that. And it might take me away a little bit from this channel for a while. But also, if I do get accepted, and I start in October later this year. That's like 5.5-6 months away. Then I will be a full-time work studying for a year, and that's going to take me again away from this channel somewhat. So I'm just saying now that there might be a periods, if you like, of silence, and there has been in the past where I've been working on my own things, but this is actually, I want to start going through this channel and going through my courses as well and trimming away the fat, if you like, taking away things that I no longer really agree with or don't necessarily apply to the way I want to be teaching in future, and replacing them with newer, updated versions. All my courses are going to get a thorough run through and updating as I go anyway from now on, and I think the same is going to happen with this channel. And I just wanted to tell you what's going on with me, because it's part of my journey as a coach to be better, to have more tools, and to be a more skillful educator and listener, and be able to understand some of your issues and problems better. And so by training, I'll have a much deeper understanding of who does what and what goes where and how it all works. Not that I don't understand that already, and I do, but the kind of teaching skills themselves are in a sense are self-taught, and always sharing with you what works for me and for others I've worked with. But for now, it's I'm going to go back to training, because I think this channel could just be so much more useful, and that's the point, isn't it? I want to be able to reach and to help as many people as possible here, and also inspire others to maybe take steps to changing their situation and changing their life, because sometimes it's not always about your voice, it's the lifestyle and the habits that you have and your self-confidence and how you know what you believe about yourself, and those small movements in those directions can have a dramatic impact on not only your voice but how you see yourself. And that's really the jump-off point for me on voice. It's a form of self-expression. It is the ultimate form of self-expression. And if our beliefs about ourselves are in some way negative, it doesn't matter if our voice is great or not. We won't believe it, and we believe we can't connect to people. And that's the ultimate goal for me, is to help people connect themselves with the world and feel like they fit and they belong, and that's what I want to help you more with, and that's why I'm going to hopefully go and train. Even if I don't, I'm going to be taking some more pedagogical teacher training courses, but I really want to get on this course. And so I wanted to say thank you for your support. I'll still be around, I'm still going to be here, still going to create stuff for the channel, but if I do go quiet from time to time, it's because I'm seriously concentrating on saving up lots of money that it's going to cost moving my family back to England for a year, and also then I'll be studying. That's where I'm at. Just wanted to share that. Thanks for watching, and thank you so much for your support. It means a great deal, because without your interest and your continued, you know, support of this channel, I probably wouldn't be doing it so much like this online, and I have been able to reach a lot of people from different cultures and backgrounds, and that's amazing. It's really cool. This is a global channel, and everyone's kind of connected together. Now we just want to be able to feel that we have the right to connect ourselves to the world, and that's what I hope to do. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.